Thank you so much, choir. You guys sound beautiful. I really appreciate having you here. Although I always find it odd to preach when the choir's here because you're not sure who to talk to. But I am so thankful to be here with you this Thanksgiving Sabbath. It's so fun to be here worshiping with you. Before I begin, I have a few little announcements to make. And I had a little sheet in my Bible about it. And apparently, it's not there. It's a little written on half a bulletin, Adam. Do you see it? Yeah, that's what I need. Thanks. He's good, isn't he? I kind of like him. Some of you may remember Al Welsh. He was a member of this church years ago. He passed away this week. He is Barbara Molshin's father. If any of you would like to attend the services, this Friday, November 24, there's a viewing at 10 a.m. and the service is at 11 a.m. at the Crest Lawn Chapel on Arlington Avenue. And if you have a few words you'd like to say, she'd like to invite you to do that as well. Also, we are having a blood drive the week after Thanksgiving. We would love for all of you to come. There will be a sign-up sheet for times outside after the church service in the foyer. If you would like to sign up for that, we also need volunteers for helping direct people as they come to our church for this blood drive. This is good both because blood drives are wonderful things and it's a community outreach. It's a chance for the community to come here. So we have flyers you can hand out to your neighbors about it. If you have a local business and you wanted to put up a poster about it, we'd love to invite you to do that. So the community will have a chance to come to our church and get to know our church family in that way. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Lord God, thank you that you are our God this Thanksgiving service. Thank you that we get a chance to stand here, to praise you, and to have you live through us. Amen. I almost forgot one other thing. In case you're wondering about offering, we are doing it at the end of the service today. So actually, as soon as I am done preaching, we'll be having a call for the offering. So you can prepare for that ahead of time if you'd like to. All right, you may have noticed my sermon title is a little funny. Give thanks. Yep, that's it. You know, when I thought about doing the Thanksgiving sermonette, as I call it, because it's going to be a little shorter today, I looked through all the verses in the Bible. And there were so many different reasons for giving thanks that I couldn't pick just one reason to give thanks. So I just thought, well, just give thanks. That's about it. But it's not always that easy. What has your year been like? Probably not all good. I'm guessing that not every single thing that's happened to you this year has been good. And some of you may feel as if your year has been almost all bad. And that can be really tough. You know, there's been a few years I can remember in my family life where we didn't send a Christmas card because we didn't think that the Christmas greetings would be that nice as we were telling them what had happened to us this year. We'd lost loved ones. There'd been, you know, horrible things happening, and we just couldn't bring ourselves to send out a Christmas card saying that. What do you have to give thanks for this Thanksgiving? Is it hard for you? Most of you have heard by now about Becky Martinez, our church secretary, about Becky and Daniel. She was 8 to 10 weeks pregnant, and she miscarried this week. It's horrible. I've been talking to her. She gave me permission to talk about this from up here. And they're struggling, but they're coming through. And when I was talking to her about this, she said, she was telling me that they're celebrating Thanksgiving with both sides of their family coming together this Thursday. And I was saying how that's got to be tough. And she said, yeah, but we are thankful. She said, I'm just thankful that we have God to go through this with us because I don't know how people do it without God. And I was just so amazed that in the midst of all of this, she was telling me reasons she was thankful, even through her sadness of what's been going on. Why are you giving thanks? What I thought was interesting is often we look at our lives and stock up the good and the bad, and we give thanks for the good, and we struggle through the bad. And we often give thanks for what's happening in our lives. You know that many of the Bible verses, when they're giving thanks, have nothing to do with them? Most of the thanks in the Bible isn't what God's doing for us, but for who God is. Three verses on that I'll read to you. They're not on PowerPoint this week, I'm sorry, but if you want to look it up, 1 Chronicles 16:34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 7:17, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing praise in the name of the Lord Most High, or to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 75:1, we give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds. I think that's pretty cool. So many times in the Bible, giving thanks had nothing to do with what the Bible author was experiencing and was fully based on who God is. I feel like we don't do that very much. We really look at it as a stock of our blessings and the non-blessings and weigh it out. But in the Bible, they actively give thanks, and I think that's really cool. The verse I just read, men tell of your wonderful deeds. Other verses in Psalms are about singing God's praise and God's thanks in the assembly of the people, just for who God is. I think that's a really important point that we need to remember this Thanksgiving. In Nehemiah, when they had come back from, when they were in, whatever it's called, what am I trying to say here? They were in Medo-Persia, but when God had sent them away, whatever that's called. I'm having a hard time this morning with that. It's been a crazy morning. When they came back, and we've been reading about this in board meeting lately, they made a point of spending lots of time praising God. And Nehemiah had two full choirs formed with the entire purpose of giving thanks to God. Nehemiah 12:31 tells us, I had the leaders of Judah go on up to the top of the wall. I also assigned two large choirs to give thanks. One was to proceed on the top of the wall to the right toward the dung gate, and the other one was to the lower part of the wall. And then verse 40 says, the two choirs that gave thanks then took their places in the house of God. So did I, together with half the officials. It was important for them to have two full choirs for giving thanks to God. We have a wonderful full choir this morning, and I think that's great. I think it's important to remember the amount of praise and thanksgiving they did, no matter the rough times they were in the Bible. I also think back to the first Thanksgiving. You can't go through a Thanksgiving service without mentioning that, right? Everybody has to mention the first Thanksgiving. And while we don't really know exactly how it happened, you know, if the Indians and the Pilgrims sat down to turkey and corn, you know, we don't really know exactly how that first meal took place. Here is something we do know. I'd like to read you a little story I found. This is an actual story written about people who were involved in the first Thanksgiving. It says, then sickness began to fall sore amongst them, and the weather so bad. The governor and chief among them, seeing so many die and fall down sick daily, thought it no wisdom to send away the ship. So this is, the pilgrims had come over on this ship, and many were dying quickly, but they could do nothing about it. Sending away the ship, they'd die. Keeping them there, they'd die. Captain Miles Standish had been much at his wife Rose's bedside, as much time, that is, as he could spare from stalking game, guarding against savages, and felling trees to construct crude homes on shore. They'd come so far for this new world, and what they were facing was hardship and death. And they had to still fight for their living. They didn't have farms. They didn't have any way to get the food that they needed. A bitter wind whistled through the chinks and cracks in the Mayflower, anchored in Plymouth Harbor that winter of 1620 to 21. Rose's chills would turn to uncontrollable shaking. Then, just as suddenly, her body would be ablaze with fever. Herbs from the surgeon's chest did little to relieve her. By spring, only 5 wives remained out of the 18 who had sailed to Plymouth, and Rose was not among them. Thanksgiving, what was that? The golden dreams of a new world that Miles and Rose had cherished together had evaporated into hollow hopes. And yet that fall, Captain Standish joined other bereaved pilgrims in the first Thanksgiving service. They still came together to thank God for what they were, for being in the new world, for who God was, not for what they'd been through, but that they could be together and thank God. What have you been through this year? What's on your mind? Can you give thanks anyways? Can you take the time to give thanks for who God is? Be thankful that he's God and you're not. And that we have been guaranteed that no matter what happens here, we have hope to come. The Bible never promises an easy life on earth, never promises healing, never promises that we'll have it good. We wish it would, and we pray for it, and I think that's wonderful. And sometimes it works out, and that's wonderful, and sometimes it doesn't. Can we still thank God? Take the time this season to give thanks for the little things, for the big things, but mostly for who God is, especially in bad and good. I'll focus on that for a minute. Some of you are saying, I've had a great year, and I think that's wonderful. Take the time to thank God for the good every day. It's often easier to turn to God in the bad than it is in the good. God promises to come through in the end. I don't know when that end will be. It may be my lifetime, it may not. But I need to trust in God that the story ends with the good guys winning. God wins in the end. And that's the God I want to praise for who God is, for what Christ did, and not just for what's good for me in my life. Can you thank God this season? Let's bow our heads for prayer, and will the deacons please rise for the offering? Lord God, we thank you this Thanksgiving season for being our God, for loving us no matter how bad we are, and for loving us in spite of who we are, for treasuring us as your precious children. Give us your peace and strength as we go through both good and bad times. And bless our offering gifts today. In your name, amen.